There's a story that that says that when Jesus returned to heaven, his father asked him whom he had left on earth in order to carry out his mission. And Jesus told his father that his friends would do it. And God replied, "You mean Peter, who denied you, and Judas, who betrayed you, and all the rest of the disciples who ran away when you were arrested? You mean to tell me that they're going to carry out your work?" And Jesus answered, "Yes, Father. They're the only ones, except Judas." His father said, "So what's your backup plan?" And Jesus said, "There is no backup plan. You know, either they do it, or it doesn't get done." So, my brothers and sisters, we, you know, you and I, are the only plan that God has to bring his message to other people. We're his only witnesses now. We're the ones with the grace to show others how to get to heaven. And, you know, if we think about it, this grace, this power that God has entrusted us with, you know, comes with an awesome responsibility. The responsibility to use his gifts for his glory, you know, and not just for our own selfish interest. For example, you know, do we use the gift of our brains to help others, or do we use them only to make as much money, you know, as we possibly can, you know, even if it means stabbing someone in the back if we perceive them as competition, you know, whatever gifts that God has given us. He wants us to use them to help others see how good he is. You know, think of someone in the past who has helped you. You know, think of what they said or did for you that changed you for the better. That influenced you to do some of the good things that you do today. Well, that's what God asks of us. It's like we're all beggars, you know, showing the other beggars where the food is.